I want to express the joy of being here and thank the Lord for how He has given liberty, Brother Brian and Lloyd and all the various dear ones who have participated. I just want to share with you, though, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 for your encouragement, the type of what we have been enjoying. And this is not to take away or anything from what has gone before, but this is to aid us as we seek to serve the Lord. And I repeat, the Lord has need of each one of us. He wants us to live for His glory. He wants us to press on in the work. He wants to use us by His Spirit. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, I want to share with you. Many times as we read the scriptures, we discover that there are some words we don't quite understand or we don't quite grasp what is being said. And I just want to say that the word study, as it is in this verse, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing or cutting in a straight line the word of God, the word of truth. Now this word study is literally translated use diligence. So it is not your ordinary word for study. It is not simply study, but it means do all in my power to become a workman that does not need to be ashamed. If a carpenter were building this building and he was putting in this strip right around the room and the strip was bandy, he should be ashamed. But carpenters are going to measure and they are going to cut in a straight line. How with you and me as we seek to serve the Lord Jesus being seen as the one who is the true sanctuary of God, the one who is the rock, the one who is the sign. How am I going to be able to cut that in a straight line to set it up clearly? It is only as I use diligence. So in using diligence, I've broken it into seven parts. I believe there are other parts. Notice, I have to read the scriptures. If I'm going to be a proper workman, I have to read the scriptures. Secondly, and ignore this idea, I have to apply the scriptures to my own life personally. This is what the brothers have been encouraging you to do. But thirdly, I have to believe those scriptures which I've read. If I don't believe them, they're not going to change me. Fourthly, I have to memorize them. I believe Brother Brian was focusing on memorizing the Word of God a little earlier. Now, I am not one who, I normally do not approach things from the point of view of memorization. But how I approach life is, if it makes sense, then I can follow through step by step. But it is good to memorize the scriptures because it helps. And then I need to meditate on them. I need to sit down many times in the day when it's quiet. I need to make a quiet time if I can't find a quiet time. And as I do this, I meditate on the Word of God. I think it through. I enjoy it and so on. But then we need to share it. When you have to share the Word of God with someone else, you get to grasp it better because you have to set it in order before you tell someone else what you're going to say. So sharing the Word of God is very important in this study that we have here. And then last of all, the word study itself as we know it, to study the Word of God. Now, if I want to read the Word of God, all I need is the Bible itself. But if I'm going to study the Word of God, I need pen, paper, and much more. So when I am studying, I those are the things that I do. So as we have been enjoying these days together, the Lord has been giving us a rich feast. If we are believers, we need to take this Word of God and we need to make it our own. Thy words were found and I did eat them. When I eat something, it becomes a part of me. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Now, the Lord Jesus himself, as we saw him as the stone and so on, I just want to give you again those three little parts that we were sharing. Actually, I had that with me on the occasion, but I didn't want to take up all the time. And if you look at the little acrostic at the top, the word rock is formed on the left-hand side. If you put a box around this word rock, it helps you to remember he's the Redeemer. He is also the one true God. He's the one who is God's choice. He's the only one that God presents to us. And God would have all men to honor his Son even as they honor himself. He's the Christ. This means he has been anointed by God, selected for this work. All the things you've been hearing. And he's the King. He's the one in charge of God's kingdom. And as we enjoy those things together, we have had a wonderful time. And may God bless each and every one of you. Carlos, I've enjoyed the summaries and so on, and the instructions that have been given. Very wonderful, clear, simple. We could follow them. And our brother, our dear brother, Verrill. Our brother Verrill, right? We appreciate very much how you've organized everything. My friend who has taken care of the sound system, wonderful job. And all of you sisters who have done your part, remember, every one of us is a priest, male and female, every child of God. And I often say as well as I stop, that there are some people who believe I can be saved today and lost tomorrow. Let me tell you, if you love the Lord Jesus, when you get to heaven, you'll get a very pleasant surprise, because you will be there in spite of what you believe.